Hey,
no,
I'll text you when what call.
All right, tell your mom.
Okay, I will. Let me make you laugh. Let me make you laugh. Tonight's show. I got a question, everybody. Tonight's show. I was wondering, whatever happened to soul music? I mean, I grew up in the era when Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby, wasn't just the velvet poster on the wall with Barry White and the naked black man and the naked black woman. So I'm trying to figure out whatever happened to it, because that was one of the most peaceful times in American history. You know, I hope that I wasn't the only one with the thought that, you know, that type of music is a foregone conclusion, because I always thought that it could have been a genre within itself instead of just a music fad. So I'd like to get to that tonight. So in 1948, R&B music was formed. And from there, R&B was considered the mother of pop, more pop. But then in 1954, when Cool Chuck Berry, the famous guitar player and songwriter, came in, rock and roll was invented. So that means the R&B had to go more pop, like Motown, Atlantic, and a lot of indie stuff too. That gave black people a chance to be entrepreneurs and really learn about the field of entertainment as well as the music business itself. So, starting on, black artists start finding these bell niche in the music. You know, and as time went on, doo-wop, which has been around since 1939 all the way up until 1953, that was another form of soul music that we had over just the regular white music industry. You know, but all of these different entities always combined it to go back to soul music. And I was wondering, why is that foregone conclusion now? They had their desperate way to just try to get rid of it, because soul music when it was couldn't nobody really do nothing or tell nothing about soul artists, because they really put their heart into it and a lot of talent. I mean, when you think about great groups like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the Dramatics, the Dales even, and Harvey, these were all soul great groups. The OJs, they weren't just popish, you know, like the Four Tops, Sam and Dave, all these other artists, that it was important to cross over to white people. But, you know, a lot of soul artists and groups catered to their soul artists and didn't never want to cross over. The show's in the beginning of Motown. I mean, Marvin Gaye was the prince of Motown, but when 72 came in and we had Let's Get It On, that showed that he was trying to be identified as soul forever. Just like when Earth, Wind & Fire left being pop in the 70s and became soul. You had a lot of pop artists that were black crossing over to keep their soul artists. And the main ones that stick out in my mind that I really remember was the Cool Isley brothers. They went from Miss So Hard of Mine to Summer Madness. You know, and they stayed with their roots, crossed over. You know, and I respect them for that, because soul music had a lot to do with a lot of kids being born, as well as the pulse and the consciousness of black America at the time. We went out of being just, you know, project bound, having hopes, inspiration, and dreams. We were more productive. We wanted to give each other a hand instead of wanting to take their hands. And that's why I'm wondering now, is this going to be a foregone conclusion forever? Because I didn't know, in 1971, CBS Records went to Harvard to do a study on how to get rid of soul music, because it was too much threatening. They found a way that a lot of independent black people that was involved in the music industry could find their own way to make a living, as well as having a great education in the entertainment business. Well, I've always wondered, in my heart of hearts, thought for a long time that soul music shouldn't be a fad. Soul music should be a genre within itself. Yeah, and I still feel that way today, because we have more to offer all the time. We've always had something to offer. you came down to anything mainstream America. This time of disheartening and disheartening, find out the fact that we're stuck with just what they want to give us and not what we can create. That's what hurts the most. Because myself, I know in my heart of hearts that the person put their mind and heart and soul into anything, they'll get great results. I'm just kind of spellbound. Just can't ever understand. So I want you all to, like I said, to look for either some solutions or not to make me feel like I'm an alien roaming this earth. Because, man, it's really more to it than what it is. But at the same time, looking back in retrospect, there's some of the best years of our lives being black in America. So I just wanted to know, that's all. And that's basically it. For real, man, because as Stevie Wonder said after he was just one of his songs, and I believe through music we can heal ourselves and all our ears. But the one of Stevie Wonder's songs, which is named Love and Need is Love, What We Need Today, is very true. We do need love today. I feel a special way of expressing and really feeling love is always linked to our music. So that's why I could never understand. It's kind of crazy that anything to provide peace and all this negativity instead of all this violence, hey man, let's try to rekindle that or either keep it going while we got it. Because they try everything in their powers to get rid of soul music and they almost succeed. I mean, you even had white artists wanting to sing soul music. If they wasn't white already, groups such as Average White Band, Bobby Caldwell, and Taste of the Sunshine Band, they tried their best to mimic soul music. They got away with it with their productions and they writing, but at the same time, it could never replace the fact that soul music was established from us through the churches as well as the street with that hell of a combination. You know, you want to thank forefathers like Sam Cooke, James Brown, Otis Redding, people of that nature and at that level, that man, they sold the wellness. They kept the stride going, took all sober. Back then, they always took it, if you cross over, you sold out. To a degree, that was true. Because if you wanted all this, what you going to do about your mainstay album? Well, a lot of people not Whitney Houston for that. You know, she was just more concerned about saying her bankroll and her bank book. But all she ever did, most of the pop music that was written by other people, instead of her getting down to really being sold, sticking with her guns. Hell, if it took Otis Redding the right respect for Aretha Franklin, so dear, but she maintained her soul of life. Aretha Franklin, she never forgot her root. That's what I'm saying now because I got kind of like blinders on now because, you know, I can understand how can Justin Timberlake be the number one R&B artist of the year. I don't know if it was just because of marketing and labeling or was it because he really an R&B singer, which I never understood. But this is how it's meant. Then past that, was gone, was gone. So I just want to know, man. That's all. I really do. I just want to know and try to understand. Is that where we at? You know. So
okay, go on.
That's where we at. We're kind of lost. Really, we are. You know, so I just need a clear understanding because the thing is this. I hate to be always reminiscing, but things that serve the positive nature, I never want to let go. I was part of that era. I mean, from Parliament, Funkadelic, all the way down to Prince. They've always maintained and kept their soul roots. Even Michael. Michael knows it like Joe Jackson. Don't disrespect Michael because I can't disrespect the dead, but at the same time, I mean, you know, it's a lot to consider. But they maintain their roots. Because like I said, it freaked me out after I seen all these pop black artists go back to their soul roots. It really made us happy as a people, man. And you know, after Tony, which is Columbia now, really tried to do that on purpose to try to find a way to just rap soul music. That really kind of hurt my heart when I found that out. And at the time, Clive Davis, the mega music impresario, was the president of Sony Records, Columbia Records at that time. He had got into a scandal. That's why he had to get let go in 73. Maybe that's why he signed Gamble and Huff up to start Philly International Records, located to nothing but soul black music in the streets with all the soul artists. So I don't know. But whatever the case may be, personally, I don't like things that's a foregone conclusion when it really hurts. Because I tell you something, man, you don't know how many black kids were born to soul music. I mean, from 1968 all the way up until, I want to go back to say as much as 1966. Let me correct myself. You know, when soul music came in and took off, man, that was the best thing that could ever happen for the black culture. Because we had bona fide distinction of getting together and loving and embracing each other. That's the last time I really remember, man. You know, and that was kind of crazy because, when you think about it, we had great groups that didn't even have to sell out. They were so successful to a point that the right put down barriers just to listen to them in that music genre. I mean, have you all ever heard of a group called the Stylistics? They were the first soul group to where people wanted to cross over to them. You know, or even Barry White, Mr. Maestro, you know, and orchestra. So basically, I just want to know, because they tried everything in their power to get it, and now they got it. You know, the last time that soul music really, really to the imprint was from, I would want to say, from the projects in the 60s all the way up until about maybe 1980. And that was the end and almost the official beginning of soul music being over. You know, I mean, they really tried their best. They had white entertainers trying to make black music. Then they went overseas with the watered down disco genre to really try to get rid of it. To me, disco wasn't nothing but music that white people can dance to, like the Bell Star and all them other crazy different types of dance genres and all that. But basically, they tried to come and disrupt that. And I think the soul groups that held on, you know, stayed true to the game, prevailed, such as Parliament, Funkadelic, Bootsy, the Manhattans, the Dramatics, Blue Angel. Let me take that back. I'm sorry. Blue Magic. Five Steps. All these groups, they held their roots until it was time for them to go. You know, and as I said in the beginning of this show, we had a lot of black independent record labels. Do you know 14th and Michigan Avenue was considered Record Row. We had so many black entertainment independent labels that produced so much soul music. The major hits were right down the street from Lenny Chess and the Crips at Chess Records. So, you know, it was basically a great thing that was happening. And we evolved. I mean, as a people, we really evolved and we was the world because, can you imagine listening to You Make Me Feel Brand New. Today we got to listen to Lil Durk and Old Block. That's what our kids got to look forward to. I mean, at least in those times, it gave us a lot of hope and optimism, you know, to believe that we could take it to the next level. But as Kanye West was saying in his interview with the record executives, it's easy to feel I can cure you, you know, F-U-C-K, that B-I-T-C-H, it's simple and it's easy. Everybody can eat these. Instead of having a full-range person that can write, a good production staff behind you in the studio, and a great traveling band. So I see where they get that from. I really do. So, I mean, money is one thing, But our hours outweigh that. They count them anyway. So that's basically why I'm in on this, because I'm kind of lost, man. Really, I am. I've been to 3 concerts in my whole life, and when I seen these bands live, I was convinced Tyler outtrumps anything, especially the love they had for it when they were performing. You know, if it wasn't Aragon Ballroom, Soldier Field, or even the Auditorium, it was a concert to be there, to be listened to, and to enjoy. And basically, that was it. I mean, it's real. It's a lot to consider. Yeah. So, like I said, that right now really reached and touched my heart to a point that, hey, we thought there was things that was going to be different, you know, on the horizon. But you had the music to motivate you, to let you see, perceive, and perceive, and let these things happen. You know, but today, now, ooh. Like a bad day of blackout. Can't relate and understand what's to this music that's going on now. Because these messages in this music really fail to subliminal, made you get off your butt and do something about things in a positive way. But now, I don't know. I would hate to wake up one morning and say, I ain't got nothing to do because I listen to a song, let's go out, kill somebody. I never thought in a million years that's where we're at right now, but that's the reality of it. Unless there's still something, if they catch us, we still got to kill them because we don't want no witnesses. That's scary. I'm like a fish out of water. And again, like I must say, I feel like, hey, I'm a dinosaur. I don't know what is here anymore. There you go. You know, I could take a caller right now if I can get this right. Are you calling? Tune in, caller.
No.
Tune in. Hello. You're live, man. Low down radio. Yeah, I must have lost. But anyway, I'm still here. I'm alive and kicking. So, you know, please call in so I can share this moment and these thoughts. Because right now, I'm kind of lost. Call in right now, because this is a nice deep topic that I need to get some understanding from. So, call in, please. So basically, that's it. That's where I'm at. So, that's it. I mean, there's a lot to consider and a lot to understand. So I'm just basically trying to get a clear understanding so I know where to go from now on. Because it's really, really, really kind of funny, but at the same time, it's really kind of travesty. Because I wouldn't know too much that people didn't understand it, but once upon a time we had it. You know, I hate to say that we lost it because, I mean, what a hope of optimism to look forward to now. If everything you hear is about just sorrow, pain, tragedy, you know, that's for real. So I was just wondering, that's all. That's good. So time to go on, and we realize what we have, man. It's too, be too late to just shake our head and say, ooh, 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 once upon a time. You know, I mean, why can't things just keep living on? That's what I really want. And consider. So, you know, I always thought there was more to it than saying, you know, we had something. What about keeping something? And in that way, we have something that we could keep the whole circuit to ourselves. Besides just blues. Because I'm like the old comedian, George Carlin. I mean, blues fest, that's predicated on blues and sorrow. When we have a blues fest, there's more white people than black to go there. You know why? It's like George Carlin say. I'm just wondering. That's all. That's all. So, I don't know. Yeah, so basically that's where I'm at. That's it. So I'm just trying to figure it out, y'all. So forgive me. I'm not being critical, not being making a hasty generalization or bad inference. I'm just trying to get a complete understanding. That's all. That's it. So I'll know, you know, what not to do and what not to be and all this. So I just want to know. That's all, y'all. That's it. That's all I want to know. Yeah? That's it. That's basically it. That's all I want to know. You know, I don't mean no harm. Just don't want to feel like an alien. Really don't. Really don't. So, I just want to just try to get some understanding. Because I think that we had a goal in mind and didn't even know it. So much love, peace, happiness, and harmony. You can never understand it. For real. And we all really need that. To hear us. You know, ain't nothing like to be off the high days, work, go through some traumatic things, and you can just turn on a song and keep your heart, your mind in some other direction instead of just thinking about, yeah, yeah, you got me, I got to run you. So, man, I love that feeling. You keep your work from doing something that you have no business in, rather than giving yourself a credit. So, that's basically it. That's all I'm looking for. That's it. So, please, call in. Tune in, y'all. Call in. Let me know what you have. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. So, see it, y'all. Well, so, that's all I'm trying to figure out. That's for real. So we could share more common interest than just, you know, getting along and getting back. Yeah, that's it. Thing is, we can find some answers and some solutions to these things that we're going through, and it's right in front of our face. That's if we want to do something about it. So, that's basically it. Because I miss my family. I miss coming home, listening to the Ohio players, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Camino, Streets Russian, even when jazz crossed over the song. When you have people like Weston Lewis, Norman Connors, Dexter Wandrell, Gene Dunlap, people that really made a conscious effort to make things better, you know, to the heart, mind, and soul. All of us. I mean, they really came to the audience. I really appreciate that because it helped me a lot growing up and developing. So basically, that's what I meant. You know, and I know it's a lot of you all out there that feel the same way. So, just wondering, that's all. I was just wondering, I don't want to feel like a dinosaur, you know, or alien. That's it. That's for real. It's a lot to consider. Very lot. Just need that help and that advice at the same time. That's it. So, I mean, that's basically it. Let's put it online. If you all want to call in, please call in. So we can have something to think about. Does that have a rate?
Give me a call. Number is 563-999-8420. Give me a call. We can understand this. We need some understanding together. That's the best way. That's the best way. Just call in. Yeah. Something that I need. Yeah. So, what was your best soul boot? I can imagine. You need in that gym. What was the best soul boot you ever liked? I really like my soul boot. It means a lot to me. That was basically it. I mean, it was something to feel good at, man. Put on your nice clothes and go out. Have a good time, with no violence, wasn't worried about nobody shooting you up. I had to be, because now today's is a dead current's body. Want to hurt and kill somebody, man. We never did that, though. We want to do. Got high, smoked what we need, hung out, had to find any woman that you like, tried to push up on. That was the whole thing we could do. Now, got so scared to the point that, hey, I can't really relate to anything that's really got some type of substance to it. As far as interacting, meeting somebody or anything, man, it's really scary. I was just wondering, that's all. But at that time, that period in life, it was a beautiful thing, man. Well, I don't know, maybe God had opened up the heavens to black people, but it was a productive, move forward type of rate. It was. So everything was in positivity. It's so beautiful to the point that, hey, man, tomorrow's the future. The sky was the limit. That was a beautiful thing. So, I was just wondering. That's all. Well, that's for real. So, I'm about to consider. It was a great day. A real great day. I'm going to try to see if I can put a call in right now. Tonight, this topic is about soul music and did they kill soul music. Let's try this right now. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I guess I still tell them. I can't even set time on the microwave. I'm trying to do this. I'm going to have to find a technician to get me to go live and I can talk to people. But this is crazy. This is crazy. Oh, okay. Hey, who is this?
It's your nephew.
Hello? Hey, what's going on, man? How you been? Hey,
right.
Stevie, how you doing? How you been? Tonight's topic is soul music. Tonight's topic is soul music. You know, it should have been a relevant genre instead of a passing fad. And I'm trying to get people, and I'm trying to understand and wonder, how could we let such a beautiful thing go? You know, because soul music to me was like, I would want to call it one of the best things ever that happened to me, because it gave me hope, optimism, and it wanted to make me want to aspire to be better. Because today's music is so scary, man. I don't know if it's something suggestive and subliminal from the devil, because I never heard in music that you can wake up and want to kill a MF or she's a B-I-T-C-H. You know, I come from an era when, like I said, Barry White wasn't just a naked poster on the wall when black people really tried to love each other. You know? And I feel like a foreigner or alien right now. Because, man, you know, we went from that to this. And that's scary for me. You know, that's the topic tonight. Because, I, we had one of the most beautiful things in the world. Now it's gone to waste. You know? Do you remember the soul music era? I know you probably don't, but you came in when disco was at a zenith to try to get rid of soul music. But, hey, I love those times, you know. You can ask your moms and your pop about that. Soul music was the best thing that was ever made. You know, and I like it, you know. But other than that, I'm just cooling and doing what I'm doing, man. That's it. Something that I enjoy doing anyway, and that's talking a lot. This is part of it. You know? Other than that, it's a beautiful thing, man. Soul music is one of the most beautiful things that American music ever created.
All right,
so
well,
for once in history.
Huh? I'm going to stay on mute and just let you
what
talk. I said I'm going to just stay
on mute. Okay. All right, well, it was good hearing from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was okay. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, like I said, thing that America ever had to offer, and all the oppression and all the slavery and all the madness. Like they say, if you put enough pressure on the rock, it'll become a diamond. And when we did that. That shows in soul music that song is very true. Because that was a God. You know, man, I mean, it was something to look forward to. We always look forward to what they have to offer as far as talent, art, creativity, and everything. We look forward to the next person that was going to make an album and drop. Especially soul artists anyway. But we really enjoy the love. Yeah, found a while. But I love you. Best times of my life. Yeah. For real. It was creative, it was fun, it was everything. It was beautiful. Yeah. So, you know, it was beautiful. Come on, bands, I couldn't have had it no other way. You know, I really couldn't. It was one of the best things on earth. I'm proud to be a black American. I mean, it made you feel that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's see my feet. Well, that was it. Beautiful guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, times on this season, we'll see the difference. Complete love and understanding. That's all. That's what I'm here. Yeah. But this is what I enjoy doing. I want everybody to understand. I couldn't do it no other way. Because, hey, cost me nothing just to get you all to hear me out. Get some understanding and listen. Hey, I'm back in 1,000. I feel good and I feel free. So, that's good. So, I'm telling you, we all enjoy. Other than that, it's beautiful. So, if you ever went to a concert, live soul concert, you'll know the feeling. So, I wish I was around. During the time when they would book people like James Brown and Otis Redding on the same deal. Or the Jackson 5 and Stevie Wonder on the same deal. Because I tell people, I came in on the aftermath of the Beatles and Bob Dylan, but what kept me on growing up was the Jackson 5 and Stevie Wonder. So at one point in my life, the Jackson 5 were my Beatles. Stevie Wonder still always will be my Bob Dylan. So they all have a good perspective, good performances, and good insight of what's going on. You know, I see their music. That's what kept us in a positive mood. We don't have all this crowd violence and murder as we do now. Because if nothing else,
in the beginning, there was a lot of hope and optimism, especially when it came from our home. Because we can relate to each other. You know, like Marvin Gaye said, that breaks setbacks. Honey, I can't pay my taxes. Well, that was true. I was telling the truth. Because he experienced it just like every other common person in America, especially black America. So I can relate to that, you know. Instead of listening to something that's far-fetched, you know, I knew that I'd never get there one day, you know. Unless I hit the lottery or have a well-to-do relative that left me some. So those struggles I can't relate to, but I can relate to the struggles of modern day. Always. You know, because at that time, mostly all our soul artists and people had a way that we could relate to each other. That's why when they wrote their songs, they wrote it with their heart. Something that everybody could relate to. And that was one of the great things about it, because everybody had that in common. I mean, do you think I can associate myself? Who can I associate myself closer to? The Jackson 5 with the Autumn. The Osmonds. Do you? I don't think so. Because I don't think the Osmonds walk the gritty inner city streets such as I have. Or the Jackson 5 coming out of Gary. So I stick with what I know. And that was that. That's the man. Stuck with it. Had it made. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm just ashamed that when I had a chance to make my life better, I didn't take that opportunity. So I'm never ashamed of who I am and what I didn't do. That's what I'm ashamed of. But I never apologize for who I am or what I did. But to me, sometimes, this is the only real apprenticeship that I really learned as I go along. I never had a road map or a blueprint to this stuff. But I'm just trying to find my way. You know, a good times as well as bad times. So I just wanted to let everybody know, man, it's not always how it looks. But at least this great music, I can understand and make, man. You know, especially good music when you can just close your eyes and say, yeah, that happened to me before too. You know? Oh, man, that's how we do it. That's all right. You know, basically, that's where I'm at. That's for real. But, you know, one thing is one thing. But things with definitive is much more understanding and much more better to relate to. That's it. So, that's my move. That's what I understand. Yeah. That's what it's all about. So, you know, I'm kind of like dismayed because I wanted to have more callers just tonight, but I guess everybody's busy, so I really don't know. I just looking forward to just hearing the people. You know, now I know how to work the stage, it's okay. So, I just wanted to know, that's how it. I thought tonight would be a good topic for everybody to listen to. But I guess that's okay. I'm going to keep trying. We'll be here. Always keep trying. Because this is something that I like to do. Not trying to get paid for it or none of that. I just like to, you know, appeal to the crowd and the masses. Get some understanding, that's all. But, you know, basically that's it. That's it. That's it. Well, that's what we're trying to do. That's real. That's what we're trying to do. You know, sometimes we're going to try to understand and get more understanding and relate to each other on these topics. If we can, we can find solutions. As long as we're stuck in problems. You know? And hey, my whole thing is this. for soul music. Keep it in your mind and heart. Because something so pure, something that's not tainted or adulterated, you keep looking into your eyes closed for the last time. As you can understand that, hey, there's still a lot of love out here. So sincerity, everything else. So, you know, that's basically the solution to the problem. You gotta keep it strong and go on for love. That's where it's at. Me. Just want everybody to know. That's what it's all about. Because if you don't, you wake up in the morning and you say, hey, I got nothing to do. Let me just go kill somebody to make my day. That's what these record companies are doing. You notice they cut down a lot of these independent labels. Because a lot of independent labels always want to look for the major record companies for distribution. But now, they don't want that anymore. They just want some of the Warner Brothers. So they can get paid. Make the artists do what they told them to do. You know, even in the 80s and the 90s, you still have rap artists that were consciously bold about stuff that they were putting out there. You know, after that stopped, they gave way to just tear up everything, you know, inspiring and encouraging them to kill and man and hurt. Wow. So, you know, I think that's a sad day in the world, especially a sad day in Black America, to a point where that's what we did, to try to use something to feed our souls and keep our consciousness together to just disrupting the thing and breaking up everything. And then try to intimidate you when you turn wrong. Maybe they have some type of credibility. No, man. There's no creativity in negativity. It takes the main person to be innovative, step away from the crowd, be themselves. Basically, I would like to get back to those days because we have more production coming out of that era. Now, it's to a point that the cat is out the bag, the Pandora's box is open, we can't close. But with a lot of love, hope, optimism, and peace, we can. We don't have to walk around here touching our person, making sure that we ain't got number $20 in our wallet. Or it's real. That's basically it. That's all I want to do. So, try to spread the message. Love, peace, joy, and happiness. That's it. If there's nothing else left, we try the other side, what do you do? The highest city of murders per capita, Chicago. So, basically, that's it. We have to do that. Because, you know, these 2,000 babies, that's all they're going to have for hope and hope, not what we have. So, that's basically what we're dealing with. So, just want to let everybody know that's where we're at. Basically. Yourself a lot of things sometimes. Yeah. I have nothing to do with religion, it's a form of sense of being abusive. You know that, hey man, my conscious man, this ain't right. But my subconscious told me, yeah, go ahead, the yin and the yang. You know, basically that's what you do to relate to things. At least that's what I try to do. Don't be so quick to always react. Learn how to find a way to respond. Basically, learn how to find a way to respond, and it should be there. You know, I got another person to call in. Let me try to see if I can get them to talk. Hold on. Okay, Colin.
Hey, what up?
Hey, what's
hey,
going
I'm
on?
Here, what up?
Hey, how you
good.
Be, man?
Good,
what's
how
good?
You
All right, what's
man,
going
I'm
on,
sorry.
Man?
You know, it's the usual rigors of the profession that we work in, man. I'm just, I wasn't able to catch a show.
It's okay.
What's your topic? What's your topic?
Man, have you how we kill soul music, brother? Straight up.
Oh, man.
How they kill soul music.
I missed the gym right there, brother. That was all. And I, like I said, I'm sorry I didn't hear the show. But, you know, they did the thing to music, man, because if you listen to that music, in, especially in the 70s going into the 80s, it was really that era, that singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
It was too intelligent. They were too intelligent, man. You know, they
well, that's
had to
what
get
it
up
was.
Too much of the money.
Yeah, fine.
I don't know what you said, but...
Bro, I did my homework, not research. Do you know Columbia Records, when Clive Davis was the president, went to Harvard to do a study on how to get rid of soul music, man? This was in 1971, bro. I didn't know that. You know, Holland Dozier Holland made that statement. I thought he was lying. I went back and did my research. That was true, man. That was true because they found out that with the along with Motown and Stax, that soul music was not going to be a fad. It was going to be staying here like blues and country. It was going to be a genre that they had to make from itself. Because remember, 1940. Well, in 1948, they classified black music as R&B, which they really said behind their back, really black.
That's just what I was just about to say, though. You know, created that rhythm and blues, that opened the door. That was rhythm and blues, and it opened the door. The rhythm part, people don't really realize it. The rhythm part is the jazz part. And so that gave way to all those jazz musicians. They saw that they could make money making so-called popular music, man. They made the music beautiful, man. It went even back in the early days of Motown, the session players, jazz musicians. You know, you needed somebody to make the song really sound good.
Right.
And so they relied on jazz musicians.
Right. Well, you know, the Funk Brothers was better than the Wrecking Crew that was out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so the thing was that when black people started heavily getting involved to it, they had to go to R&B, which wasn't but black pop music. You know what I'm saying? But when soul music took off, it made black R&B such as Motown and Stax Records reconsider. Because remember, Marvin Gaye went from the Prince of Motown to being What's Going On? You had the Isley Brothers from Twisting and Shouting to Summer Madness. You had Stevie Wonder from Fingertips into Intervision. See, these were people that kept their roots, with the exception of that funky group I hate. I hate Kool and the Gang, because they waited late in their career to want to cross over and be pop. Joanna, all that beer.
But you know what? You can say what you may, and it's all about, when all is said and done, though. It's about, for them, it was about dollars and cents, because if they had stayed on the tangent that you wanted, they would have never been the band they became, because they would have kept making straight jazz music. That's like the people don't realize, when you talk about the Crusaders.
Really, right,
jazz,
I remember them.
Crusaders.
Yeah,
so,
they were.
You know, that's the way. Hey, man, you got to go with it. You got a lot of time in that music business. You try to go where the most money is, and so those gentlemen, they saw what formula worked, and so hey, man, you just like Joanna R, you got it. Sounds nice on the radio.
Right, I know it sounds real good and popish. But what about Keeping Your Roots, though, Brian? What about one of my favorite groups that I seen live when I was a kid? Parliament Funkadelic, Neil Bogart, the Young Jewish Boy, and Casablanca Records. They stayed true to their roots. You know, because they figured, hell, they could make more touring than they could off a record contract, because they had the cult following. And I was one of their followers.
I think Clinton, you should... here's some of his more recent interviews. He'll surprise you, I think, on a lot of stuff he say. He'll say, and you know, it's like you know, everybody got their little place under the sun, man. You know.
True, but
you know, they could. You know, and listen, if Kool and the Gang went the way you wanted, they would have had to compete with some other cats. But they went the way that made them the most amount of bang for their buck. You know? And I mean,
but
it ain't that bad.
Well, all I'm saying is this. I could take you coming in being popish, like the Barquets. Barquets was such a great, nice Stax record, pop music group. But when the main players died with Otis Redding in that crane patch, they came back to their back roots and became freaky, nasty monsters and still made a lot of money. Remember the Barquets?
Yeah.
Remember the Barquets? No Place to Hide?
I remember.
Yeah, they left Stax and stopped becoming so pop. Right. They stopped becoming pop and they stayed to their black dedicated roots. And then you found groups that wanted to be black. Average White Band, Bobby Caldwell, Casey and the Sunshine Band. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew if you stuck with the black audience, you could make either more in concert and didn't have to worry about record sales. And that was the thing, because if it was always a concert, believe me, I'm telling you. Did you ever get that Parliament Live album with Dr. Funkenstein? In Oakland, California, with Swing Down, Sweet Chariot Stop, in the summer of 76.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it. Heard it all.
Yeah, Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah, Dr. Funkenstein. So, you know, it was like, man, you know, it was a beautiful thing, man, because they kept the soul roots. And, you know, Clive Davis, I guess, after that.
Hey, huh? Hey. I gotta go because I gotta get back to what I was doing. But listen, man, I got one thing I want to say, man. And a lot of cats might not realize we all go to Detroit. You know, I know. If we black and you live in Chicago, you've been to Detroit. Do you know that? You know, you go by Motown. You go like about 5 minutes in the car. The Parliament, their little studio was right down the street.
Yeah. They were the Parliament.
That's something I never knew.
They were the Parliament. Yeah, they were the Parliament.
That's the doo-woppy.
Right,
yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why whenever you hear Parliament, you always hear more type of theme elements in their music.
Yeah.
Funkadelic
definitely.
It's the more musical end. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm glad that you're taking these calls and hey man, tell them if they ain't got a phone, man, check you out on. I put the link on the thread. You know, you can go to the thread and check out the show too. But yeah, man, I'm glad you got this thing, man. Keep it going, brother. Keep it going.
I'm trying, Brian, man. As long as I'm here, thanks.
I appreciate you
calling in.
Put the subject on my child even harder. You know, I'm a music lover, man. I hope you revisit this some other time, real soon, brother.
I will. I will, and you'll get it from the top. And thanks for calling, Brian.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I'll holler at you later.
Thanks for asking, brother. You have a good night.
Okay. You too. Bye bye. I got time for one more call. All right. Bye bye. Oh, I guess I lost my caller. Okay. All right. Oh, I got one more caller. One more caller. We're down to the final minutes. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello? Hey. Hey, who that? Hello? Caller, speaking to the microphone. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. I can't bite you. Hello? Yeah, I must have lost my caller. Yeah, well, like I was saying, you know, soul music, best thing that was ever going. You know, now that we don't have it anymore, hey, try to hold on to something sacred. Just like if you got something that's a family heirloom or anything else, I think soul music should be one of those things. So when you listen to it again, you can enjoy it and love it and embrace it. You know, because that's what I did. I always loved it. I loved it to death, and I'm going to love it till I die. You know, because, hey, anything that was positive and correct, it wasn't about money. It seemed like when it becomes about money, it gets kind of too corrupted. You know, you're not thinking about the art and the dedication to the talent. You think about the bottom line and the numbers. And like the saying goes, we can put a silk hat on a pig. That's what they do in the record industry. You know, they get the same writers, the studio production, and if a person look attractive and good enough, they'll throw them out there in front of the crowd and let them think that, hey, they got the most talent in the world. But in the end, man, you know what? Talent is like the truth, which is the heavyweight world champion. It's undisputable because lies fall and the truth always stands. So, you know, basically that's it. But I swear in a million years, and if God could have just blessed me with the talent to do or have something like that, that would be 25 hours a day, the constant, eat, think, sleep, and dream this. You know, and it's so crazy to a point that since I don't have it, I really appreciate the ones that do. And that's why I always sit up and close my eyes and think about the things that they wrote out and just feel that I'm in that place, especially when it's about something positive and constructive. You know, and that's what keeps my mindset right so I don't be the angry bitter man that everybody thinks that I am. You know, because I got something now that I can call my own and really appreciate. So basically that's my whole concept about this. That's why I appreciate it and I savor the moments of it. Straight up. I really do. You know. So basically I leave this to the audience tonight. Hello, caller. I got a minute and a half. Well, that's okay. Next show you call in and we'll get you live. But as I was saying, I would love to get to this point to where, hey, I can appreciate and understand everything that's going on. But at the same time, in my heart of hearts, that tells it all. And then we can really understand and appreciate and love each other like we did once upon a time. And really enjoy it to know that, hey, you're not the only ones feeling the same effects of life. And try to correct some of the mistakes we've made and move on and be stronger and positive. I don't care what you're going through. As long as you're here on this earth breathing, and it ain't terminal like cancer, and you ain't confined or have a disability, there's still hope and optimism. And saying that, I want everybody to have peace, love, and understanding. Stay healthy, stay wise, enjoy yourself, and enjoy your life. And that's it. Because that's all we got to ask, and that's all we have left after going through this kind of crazy, mixed-up world. So I'll be signing off in a few minutes. I just want everybody to stay productive, positive, and don't keep hope alive. Keep optimism alive, and enjoy your life. Signing out. Until next week, y'all, have a good one. Stay blessed. Goodbye.